like. Come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. You gotta do it. Come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world's not our home. I'm just passing through. Come on up to the house. There's no light in the tunnel.
Yeah, Steve, one of my ages. Come on. You're out and about with Gene Salader from WHDB Robin Hood Radio, and I am on the lawn of Best and Cavalera Realtors, and I'm talking to Christine. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. Good to see you.
You're one of the agents here at Best and Cavalera?
Yes, I am. Yeah, on the floor today.
Hey,
trying to sell some houses.
Has it been busy for you?
Yeah, we had a couple walk-ins actually. People just inquiring, what's the market like?
Want to see a couple thousand people in town, and you reeled a few in.
Right,
exactly. Good job. We have the Joint Chiefs playing in the background, and we're all grooving and clapping and checking out your scarecrow. Did you have a hand in the scarecrow?
It was definitely a group effort. Yeah, we were all called out to do various jobs to get the frog. Put together.
It looks amazing. The title of it is Waterfront Property, and it's made of all sorts of recycled wonders.
Yeah, really have to give props to Sally Spillane because she really came up with it and did the
hard work behind it. A lot.
Yep.
Definitely. Well, thank you to you and to Best and Cavalera for putting on this live music.
Thank you.
And best of luck sealing a few of those deals that
walked
through the door today.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Enjoy.
I am on the beautiful town green here in Salisbury, Connecticut, and we are celebrating the 63rd annual Salisbury Fall Festival, and I have the unique pleasure of spending quality time with the unbelievably talented Danielle Mailer. Hello!
Hello, Jean. Why, thank you, dear Jean.
And Danielle is here, and so are... Now, are these named?
Yes. Yes, we did a contest. This is... Loyalty is, I keep thinking you can see them, but Loyalty is the French Bulldog / Boston Bull Terrier. It's kind of a composite. And we chose Loyalty for this big dude. He's the boy. And the girl is the Dachshund, and she is Honor. And we did a contest at Salisbury, and we got five, essentially, we narrowed down to five pairs of names, and then we voted on these final two. And so, hence, we've got Loyalty and Honor.
And we are talking about two beautiful dogs that have been entered in the sculpture division of the 18th annual Scarecrow Contest, which is part of Salisbury Fall Festival. And they are beautiful. Danielle, you and your boys have done an amazing job at Salisbury School. Really amazing. This is your, how many years have you done?
This is my third year.
Third year. And
I started with the crows. That was my first challenge coming in the... trying to fill the large shoes of Erica Crowfoot, who always did a spectacular
Wonderful.
Installation. And so when I arrived, I had to do something that would somehow keep the expectation up.
Hat to Erica,
yep.
Of course,
yeah, of
with
course.
Crows.
Of course.
I have so many pictures of the crows, and I didn't put two and two together on that, you know,
that why I chose crows.
Crows. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't choose them because of Erica.
Oh.
I love, I'm a crow person myself.
They're wonderful.
But actually, I kind of like to, I give her a shout on that because that's actually, maybe it was subliminally I was thinking.
Very
crow
cool.
Foot.
Okay.
So
all
let's
right.
go over that. I like that scenario. I like that narrative. Anyway, so then last year we did a dragon because it was we decided to follow the Chinese horoscope astrology, which
wonderful.
Is the year of the dragon was last year, the year of the dog is this year, and next year's the year of the pig.
Oh, drum roll, people.
So, yeah, so that will be, and after that, we'll have to see. It might be the year of the snake. I might have to kind of do a little poetic license on that one. But anyway, the dragon, we learned it was ambitious, it was huge, and it was not properly... weatherproofed. So it ended up getting destroyed, and we had a particularly bad, if you remember, a rainstorm last year.
Yes.
On Sunday, which
yes.
basically it collapsed in on itself. So this year, I was not going to have the same thing happen, so we waterproofed them with Mod Podge, which evidently is what was recommended.
So. That's funny. I learned a little bit about Modge Podge last year.
Oh, don't hit the dog, honey. Sorry.
That's okay.
No hitting dogs. Please. Be gentle. Anyway.
Paper mache ones or otherwise.
Right, exactly. So anyway, go ahead.
Modge Podge is a really unique, that's not easy to work with, actually.
Modge Podge is a milky, clear solution, sort of the consistency of ice cream, and you pour it on the animal. Is he going to break that tail? No. You pour it on the animal, and it dries clear. And it protect, you know, and thus far, we had a bit of rain this morning, and we have these Modge Podge, and they seem to be holding up really well. So anyway.
Wonderful. So wonderful. So Loyalty and Honor are
loyalty
here.
Loyalty and Honor, yep.
On the White Hart Lawn Town Green, there is a Black Widow spider on the other side of the tree. There's a race car on the other side of the tree. There's a whole bunch of scarecrows all throughout Salisbury and Lakeville. And come and see them and come and vote on your favorites. You can go to the headquarters, which is Salisbury Pharmacy and General Store, or the Green Cafe in Lakeville. Vote for your favorites. Vote, vote, vote by noon on Sunday. Loyalty and Honor. So nice to meet both of them. And so nice
they
to talk to you.
They are thrilled to be here, and we are
honored
to
be part of this. What are some of the challenges that you had? I mean, you work with teenage boys.
Yes, the challenges were keeping the boys motivated because there was a lot of busy work, a lot of tedious work. It required sort of putting your ego aside and just sort of being part of a larger process than just making your very own piece. So sort of a selfless activity. But amazingly, the boys really came through for me and never balked and never complained.
Hey, great.
And we're very proud of the outcome. And excellent. I would say we got about 40 kids all told. Kids who normally would never come down to their department were enlisted, and once they were down
wonderful.
There, you couldn't peel them away. So it's something
that's
I love
magic.
To do.
That's magic. Wow.
It was a magical thing. And now they're incredibly proud to have the outcome. So,
definitely. Definitely.
Anyway.
Do they get so they get to trip into town and
yes,
see?
Yes. Here are two of our Salisbury teachers. The
yay,
Sips, who will
yay.
Be bringing boys down, I'm sure.
Excellent. Yeah, you need round-the-clock
yeah.
yes. surveillance
exactly.
or something.
Yes. But and they're also some of them are very skilled with saws and hammers, and so that was a huge help to
how
me. They're strong. They have endurance. They don't mind getting their hands full of glue.
And shout out to the maintenance department yesterday.
Yes.
They came down.
The maintenance department is actually Bob Holmes in particular has been a huge collaborative help to me, helping, and of course Roger McKee.
And
there's nothing Roger can't make or do, my colleague.
The smile
and
on
so,
Bob's face
yeah.
yesterday
oh,
was just.
Bob
I mean,
is,
he's
well, he's very
more
invested.
Proud of this
yeah.
than you.
Well,
than you
with
could
bye
ever
guys.
Know.
See,
you
thank
know.
You, darling.
So awesome.
Take a picture with your boys.
We
see
did.
Ya.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Jen. Anyway, those are two lovely faculty. But yeah, Bob Holmes. Actually, Bob is very clever and has a lot of skill, and he helped
he really
me.
Does. Yeah.
You know him then.
Oh, yeah.
Sources.
For years I worked at this at Salisbury School. I was in the maintenance department.
I didn't know.
I did a garden renovation
you're
there.
Fascinating. You had so many, what's the word? Reincarnations.
I have.
Right?
It's true. I'm ready for another one, I think.
Oh, good.
maybe this radio gig is it. Who knows?
But I love the way you've organized this. I love being a part of it. I called up the White Hart 2 days ago. I said, where are you? So we are now becoming an institution on this little diamond of brass.
Excellent. When I stopped in last weekend to the White Hart, you know, Dan and John were getting kind of excited in there saying, you know, what are they doing this year? And I said, I can't tell you.
Secret.
I can't tell you. That would be, no, can't do it. What's Danielle Mailer doing? What are
okay, so
your
Danielle
personal
Mailer
pursuits
Danielle Mailer
has
a show in New York November 6th,
excellent.
Election Day, so it's an easy date to remember. So people will vote and then come over to the gallery. It's on 93rd in Lexington.
Okay.
And it's a large body of my work is being trucked down there to quite a beautiful gallery. So that's happening.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's cool.
That's so I'm here on Academy Street in Salisbury, Connecticut at the Country Bistro. And I am talking to none other than Jackie. Say hello to all of our HDD listeners.
Hello, HDD listeners. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Wonderful. Jackie, give us a little background and history on the Country Bistro.
Well, Holly and I started 11 years ago.
11 years.
And we've had a great time ever since.
Wonderful.
It's been wonderful, but I have never, I don't think, ever seen so many people in Salisbury as this time.
Excellent.
Have you been around looking?
I have. I have been up and down Main Street, and it takes forever to walk because there are so many pedestrians.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Great.
It's wonderful.
Any idea why? I mean,
A little bit of a different marketing approach this year, and I think it just it grows organically every year because it is so good.
Yeah.
A lot of out-of-towners and a lot of locals.
Well, we have fed the world. This one's been great, and thanks everybody who helped happen it.
All right, very, very good. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us. Tell a little bit about your menu so that people who are listening know to come here.
Well, we make the best sandwiches. We use the best bread. That's because of our French background. If you're French, the bread has to be good. And so ours is exceptional. And I think we do trendy things, wonderful salads, and we have a lovely dinner, really very nice dinner, reasonable prices and fantastic food. I say so myself.
Excellent.
Okay. Thanks, thanks.
So come on by the Country Bistro, 860-435-9420, and have a delicious bite to eat made with French love. Katie and Megan, okay, you're up. Name, rank, and serial number. Ready, go.
Katie Baldwin, longtime Salisbury resident. Fall Festival's the best weekend of the year here.
Yes. Every time we come, there's one more thing here, and we love it. It's so much fun. Love to see all the things going on for kids and adults. And
where are
thanks
your
to everybody.
Offspring,
yeah. That's the,
way.
The problem.
With the grandmother.
Yay to
yes.
grandma.
Thank goodness for grandmother.
How many years? So you guys were born and raised in Lakeville, Salisbury, Connecticut.
Close to it.
63
yeah.
years this fall festival has been going
on.
This is the 63rd year.
So I've been to 42 of them. And Katie,
I lived in California for 7 years, so I've been to probably 40 fall festivals.
Oh, so see, she's younger than you in fall festival
yes.
years.
Yes, but much older in regular years. But we wouldn't miss it for anything.
What
great
is your
weekend.
Favorite part?
Seeing old friends and finding cool crafts.
Cool crafts. Well, yeah. I stopped you on your way there.
We're heading to the jewelry booth.
Yes.
Nice.
To see Leslie.
What
yes.
have you eaten?
Chili.
Oh, go to the Lakeville Fire Hose Company booth. It's the best food. Pumpkin soup, loaded baked potato, chili, mac and cheese, good prices.
And then who
and best
tonight
people.
Has the prime rib dinner? That's Lakeville Hose
that's
Auxiliary?
I think the auxiliary is doing this, and I think the hose company is doing the dinner.
Because that's what I'm just
and
killing
And got to hit
for.
Up the pancake breakfast
tomorrow morning.
Yes,
tomorrow morning.
Best, second best part of the festival.
Awesome. Thank you both for your time
yes,
and enjoy
you.
Your shopping. And no, don't get me anything.
We just had a good chuckle, myself and my good friend Lou Bucherry, in front of the Academy building on Main Street in Salisbury, where the 63rd annual Salisbury Fall Festival is happening right underneath our feet. Lou, hello, how are you?
Hi, Jean. How are you?
I am well.
Good.
Talk to us a little bit about all the entities that are in the Salisbury Academy building and the association and the history and the exhibit. Go.
The Salisbury Association is a community organization that consists of a land trust committee, a historical society, and a community events committee. And right now at the Salisbury Association, we have an exhibit that explores the history of Salisbury during World War I in honor of the 100th anniversary of the armistice coming up on November 11th. And we've got wow. some really cool artifacts and cool stories to tell in here, and we're hoping that people come and visit.
And how many visitors have you had? I mean, town is packed. It's ridiculous.
Town is packed. Yesterday, with that beautiful weather, we had 63.
Hey,
and as of this moment, 204.
He said, looking down at his clicker.
That's right. I wouldn't be able to keep that in my head.
That's awesome. Did my visit just now count? No, you didn't click that.
Your
in.
Visit. Always counts.
And so does your vote, everybody. So get over to the Salisbury Association, pop your head in, say hey to Lou, and check out this wonderful exhibit about World War I, and get ready for Armistice Day on the 11th of November.
Absolutely. What we now know as Veterans Day was originally Armistice Day when World War I ended. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. It was devastating. I learned a lot
it
just
was bad.
Flipping through.
It was bad.
But this is pretty great, and thanks for being a part of it.
It was my pleasure.
I just pulled into Ethan Allen Street. I was going to check with a couple of businesses here after Salisbury Fall Festival, and I couldn't help but notice, oh gosh, what are you, about 7 feet tall with the hat on? I'm standing here talking to a real, live, actual bagpiper. Sir, what is your name?
Hi, my name's Jerry Dixon.
Jerry Dixon, and where are you from?
I'm from Manhattan.
Excellent. And what brings you and your bagpipes here to Lakeville, Connecticut?
I do quite a few weddings over at this church there's like an event planner that keeps bringing me here. So this is awesome. This town and I don't mind coming out here.
How did you get started on the instrument, the bagpipe?
You have to really want to play the bagpipes.
I think you do. Yeah, that's so deep inside.
It's taken other instruments to finally bring me there. But my grandfather was Irish, and he taught me the banjo.
Cool.
And then from there I went to brass instruments, and then guitar and rock and roll. And then the bagpipes were always there, kind of saying, because it takes everything.
It's every muscle of your body is working with
physical, mental, technical, and it definitely takes you to another like time and space, and I enjoy it because people hire me, and it's at a point where it's such a momentous occasion. And the bagpipes are a very extreme instrument.
Very emotional.
Yeah. And so I become part of their family as well.
Nice.
Now, one more thing. A lot of times people think, like, all right, the bagpipes were from, like, Scotland and Ireland. But that was kind of, like, the last stop on the tour. It actually came from the Middle East.
Oh.
And the shepherds would play the pipes, and the sheep would come.
Is that so?
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
The Levites and the priest played powerful instruments. So it comes from above to here, to there, to get deep inside.
Right, to
unlock those things or to unclutter all the chaos that's going on.
Very, very cool. Well, so, folks, we learned our new thing today.
Yeah.
Now, this is a Scottish outfit that you have on. What is the tartan, is it called?
This is my family. It's Keith.
Keith.
Yeah.
All right. It's a, for those of you who are listening, this is it's not a pale blue and it's not a deep blue and it's not a Kelly green. It's green and black and blue and it's really fetching.
Yeah. I like it.
It's cool. And what's all, so is this sort of a military?
Yeah. This is, it's kind of based off of like a, a Highland regiment, you know. And if you look up all the pictures, the regiments kind of, fashion, they saw it and they're like, a lot of fashion emulates what the military wore.
The military. And just a word or two about the hat.
The feather bonnet. Yeah, it gives me at least another foot and a half. So I'm a little more imposing than my regular 6'2". So now I'm probably like at least 7.5, 8 feet tall.
But the Irish eyes are smiling.
Yes.
I love it. It's really nice
Thank
to meet you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Happy travels to you, and we'll probably see you here again at the next wedding.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Take good care.
All right.